It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey. Yes. We are on Facebook Live. It is all about fabulous women, and it's all about you each and every Friday. Fit and fabulous.
Yes.
So, of course, make sure you check out, again, our Facebook Live. And if you have any questions at 321-0931, we would love to hear from you.
Yes.
And today, Miss Trey Way.
Yes, girl.
We are super excited when it comes to this beautiful woman. I tell you what, ladies, she takes care of so many women here in Madtown. She is not only an owner of Capital Physical Therapy. This girl has many locations. We're talking about Mount Horeb. Two in Madison, one in Verona, Sun Prairie, and Wanakee. Julie Lombardo, we are so happy you are here today.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Yay. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So we're so cute because we always talk about, all the fun conversations are off air.
I know,
so
right?
We're talking about, extensions. We're talking about, how, it's keeping it real as a woman.
Lashes.
Getting ready. Lashes.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That's great. Oh, you guys are great.
That's how we roll here.
That is.
So listen, this is a really great conversation, again, because when it comes to Julie Lombardo, you are a physical therapist, and you do something that not many are trained in doing, and that, of course, is helping women out there, and men too, with breast cancer, and you help them feel better. It is no joke. It's a very real thing, and when it comes to strength, and walking through and doing what you do, you yourself are a survivor. So please, kind of get into how this all started with your journey, and then how we got to this point with you helping so many people here in our Madison and surrounding areas.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, having me on. And you and I have talked in the past, Krista, that I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I've been a physical therapist for over 20 years. And I'm very passionate about this because I have been through this, walked in these women's shoes. And so I went, during my care, I had 87 oncology visits. And again, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I am a board certified women's health clinical specialist. And during my training, there was that training is also training for the breast cancer patients. So when I went through and physical therapy was not really a part of my care, I said, I am going to raise awareness about this because through the American Physical Therapy Association, having physical therapy a part of the breast cancer care is the standard of care that's supported by the American Cancer Society. And, when I say that, I don't want to give the impression that I had any sort of bad care. I had incredible care here. We're so lucky and fortunate to live in this area with, if you have breast cancer, it's a great place to be cared for. But, that was what really just stirred this passion inside of me. And I said, I'm going to raise awareness because we need to be making sure that every woman that goes through breast cancer has the opportunity to have physical therapy and restore their lives as quickly as possible.
Mm. Wow.
So good.
Yeah.
And it was only with you. It was also with your mother, but you were actually going through the journey before her.
Yes. And, sometimes you wonder the timing in your life of why do things happen?
Yeah.
And I really believe now that after me, when my mom went through it, I was grateful to have gone through it first, to help guide her. And, she would have just never been able to navigate through this, without my guidance nearly as smoothly as she did. And so, sometimes you just don't know the time why things are timed the way they are.
Yes.
But, I was really glad to be able to help her through it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Strength, honey.
Yes.
Miss Trey.
Hey, so what exactly does physical therapy do for these women?
Yeah. So as physical therapists, we're movement specialists. And every person who goes through breast cancer starts at a different point. Some people start with surgery. Some people start with chemotherapy. Some, have radiation. Some don't. And every woman that goes through it is starting at a different phase. And what physical therapists do, we're movement specialists.
Mm-hmm.
So we help to restore the mobility back in the tissue. The surgeries can vary everything from just surgery of the breast, or it can be surgery of the breast and the abdomen, or it can be surgery that even involves the back tissue where they move the tissue to become a breast. And, I can speak for our team in particular. We know the surgeries and the surgical approaches very well. The other things that we look for in physical therapy is cancer-related fatigue. So people going through chemotherapy and radiation, 80% and 90% of those cases, people have extreme fatigue, and it's called cancer-related fatigue. Mm-hmm. And we know that exercise is the non-drug treatment of choice to help combat those side effects. As physical therapists, we also look for swelling in the arm or lymphedema. And so on our team, we also have our women's health physical therapists treat this population because the medications that we take they're hormonally based. So they can have effects on bone health, and they can have effects on the pelvic floor. So we want to make sure that we're treating these women comprehensively, and not just of the breast tissue, but just of the entire, you know, body and the effects of that they go through with the cancer treatment.
Mm. Wow.
It is a lot.
Do people know about the, like, a lot of women don't even know that this is an option.
You're right. Yeah. Yes. And that's why I spent, you know, the year after my treatment, I said, I'm going to really go out and raise awareness. And so I've done a lot of talks in the communities and a lot of talks to physicians and, you know, surgeons. And, you know, I do a lot of talks at Gilda's Club and that sort of thing, and support groups, making sure that people are advocating for themselves. And again, it's, you know, I think the more that people are asking for physical therapy and help, you know, the better their treatment will go.
Yeah.
Again, we have Julie Lombardo on, owner of Capital Physical Therapy. Again, she does a phenomenal job with helping women going through breast cancer. If you do have a question at 321-0931, we would love to hear from you. Also, quickly, when it comes to being a physical therapist, can any physical therapist treat someone with breast cancer?
Yeah. So the treatment for the oncology patient or the breast cancer patient is not part of a standard curriculum in physical therapy school. Right. So it's training beyond that. Mm-hmm. So I can speak for our team. We have therapists across our team. Some are not comfortable at all treating cancer-related patients, and some are, and we have specialists on our team that are. So finding a person who is, you know, experienced in treating the oncologic patient or the breast cancer patient, I think, is really important for the best care.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. So you've received awards for your work in the area. So tell us about your awards.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, I was keynote speaker and honorary survivor for Relay for Life. That was a great honor.
So good.
Right. Yeah. Really nice. And then the following year, I received an award through In Business Magazine for Women of Industry, which is granted to those that are doing innovative work, and mine was the innovative work I've been doing with the cancer rehab population. So that was a great local honor. And I received a personal letter from Rebecca Clayfish, our former lieutenant governor, thanking me for the work that I've done with the cancer population. And she was thanking me as a as a survivor herself.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, those sorts of things. But you know what, you guys, those awards are really great, but it just kind of chokes me up. Oh. The work that I do with these women is some of the most gratifying work I've done in my whole career. So I appreciate you bringing awareness to
this. Oh my gosh, girl. Again, you know, we're talking about a woman, as many are out there, who one day wake up and they find out that they have breast cancer. This changes your life. To find the strength that you do, how did you pull yourself up? Because the amount of emotions that you would go through, I mean, you're a mother. I mean, all of these things. What are some words of wisdom that you would give other women that just found out that, you know what, I have breast cancer?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you have a cancer that is mostly curable, or in majority of cases, so understand that. I think recognize that you will have curveballs. I think that the more oncologic cases that I take and help these women, we are thrown curveballs, so you're going to have these highs and lows. Team up with someone like a physical therapist that knows, that has walked in your shoes and can help guide you. You know, I think, again, back to my mom, it has really been helpful for her that I have done the worrying for her. I've been able to guide her along really quickly, that she has not had to go through that kind of, you know, stress and angst and anxiety that I did. So I think that's important to team up with someone.
Mm. Girl, when it comes to people, of course, they are listening. Again, 321-0931. If you have a question for Julie Lombardo, we would love to hear from you. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I don't really have a question, but I wanted to thank her for going out and trying to get that physical therapy. I am a breast cancer survivor twice. Just had a mastectomy, a bilateral mastectomy in July. And I did not have that physical therapy. And I really do think that that would have been very, very helpful. And I just wanted to thank her for going out there and fighting for us so much.
Oh, I know. You're making awesome.
Yeah, you're making awesome.
Thank you for saying that.
Thank you, girl.
No problem. And thank you.
Keep doing your thing, girl. Thank you, love, so much for calling.
You.
Thank you, love. Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's what it's all about.
That's what I get.
It
that's
is.
What you
it's
do.
Just,
it's so
it
gratifying.
Is. Yep.
Yeah.
This is good.
Again,
it affects 1 in 8 women. I mean, we have to bond together.
Yep.
I was just telling the ladies, you know, I'm at that age where it's time for myself to get a mammogram. And, you know, I was talking to Trace about it, and I had the appointment, and something came up, and I had to cancel it. And I'm just like, I know I need to do it. It's that fear of,
it is
like,
scary.
Of knowing.
Yeah. It is scary.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's something that we just all don't talk about. And like we were saying off air, it's like we need to just start having these conversations because now we know that this is an option or, you know, how important it is to get one or, hey, I'm scared to actually go get one. Like, so
we don't want to know the answer.
Right.
That's right.
But the early detection is what saves lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't hold it off. You know, just make sure that you get in and get those mammograms.
Yeah. Definitely very, very much important. And when it comes to social media.
Yeah. When it comes to social media outlets, where can everybody find you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We are Capital Physical Therapy. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay.
All of the above, honey.
Yes.
And we'll definitely put out all the information again. Julie Lombardo, the owner of Capital Physical Therapy. Again, these wonderful, talented therapists will help you women out there that are going through breast cancer and helping you feel better. Again, locations in Mount Horeb, too, in Madison, Verona, Sun Prairie, and Wanakee. So you are able to get out to get the treatment that you so deserve. Julie, thank you, girl, so much for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We love you.
You guys are always fun.
Yes. once again, we'll be back at it next Friday with Fit and Fabulous. Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. You know.